playing outside. I just have to lay here and enjoy it. It's really dark out. It's cold. It's been snowing. Ooh. Yeah, I'm laying here. Just experiencing everything that's around me. Sometimes just laying down on the ground. I know people think you're weird, but out at the farm, I can do a lot of things that are weird. Yeah. Just laying here, looking at the moon. It's pretty big. Yeah. And there's the stars. And it's been snowing, and it's just kind of like the leftover snow. It's falling every once in a while, and it's touching my face. It melts, and it runs down. It's very fresh. Not cold, like long-lasting cold. Kind of like a pinprick cold. And then it melts. And it seeps and it oozes into my skin. Yeah. Oh, my nose is getting runny. Yep, it's cold weather outside. Wow. Ah, I put my snowsuit on. Well, it's an adult snowsuit. Snowmobile suit. My hat. Scarf. My boots. I just had to get all this stuff on just so I could come out and lay in the snow. I remember being a kid, I used to lay in the snow and make snow angels. Make my legs flap like this. And my arms flap like this. And yeah. Yeah. Make an imprint of who I am. A signature in the snow. Here I am. Yes, here I am. Patricia Cleveland, your host of Isologic Radio. Yes, laying in the snow, it's kind of like being in a big white blanket, except it's not always so warm. I'm looking up at the sky and these little sparkly gems, crystals, beautiful crystals floating through the air. Coming from outer space, coming into the earth, making moisture, creating the most amazing, amazing shapes, beautiful six-sided shapes, laced like doilies, fragile, full of energy, full of information. Just think, for every snowflake that falls, there's a snowflake inside of me. That little echo of information, the response that my body knows to have when the sun rises and the sun sets, or when to look at the moon. Yes. The information of the snowflake and the water in my body are one and the same. The stardust. Yes. We could pretend that snow is stardust. I wonder if I get up and I throw the snow up in the air. Look at all the stardust I can throw up in the air. But unfortunately, it doesn't stay there. It has to come down. It falls down. Comes to the earth. And it becomes still. Now, if I walk across it, it sings, it crunches, it squeaks. Ooh, and when it's really, really cold out, oh, the ice and the snow, they all have a song to sing. You just put a little pressure on it, and it'll go, ee-hee. The song of snow. The sound of water squishing together, fusing. Realizing that it has another piece of snow, a drop of water, universal information, right beside it. And when I walk on it, it gets squishes together. And it kind of makes like this, sometimes snowball. Just think, when I compress the snow, it becomes this form, a shape, holds information. It's a ball of information. all that water, all that structured water, the molecules all come together and they make like this natural computer, this ball of information. And I'm going to throw it at, let's see. Let's try the pine tree over there. It's got lots of snow on its limbs, and maybe all that snow will come cascading down, and I can hear the snow sing. It's a really neat feeling to be in the snow. I think I'll lay down and close my eyes and breathe in and out and feel my heart. And I hear it in my ears. And I feel the warm surge of my blood running to my fingers and toes. And I take another breath. And I open my eyes. And more snow is falling. And it's so neat to watch. Because it falls not in straight lines. But spirals. Soft, gentle, rolling curls of motion. Oof, the wind just blew. That broke that dream. Wow, now they're falling all over the place. Chaos, disorder. Huh, in one moment, an influence of the wind changed everything I just saw. It was so beautiful and quiet. I was actually warm. But now with the wind, it's cold. Cold. Maybe it's time to sit up and look around. It's night out, and the moon, it shines on the snow and sparkles, and it's just the most amazing place to be. It's kind of like living in a world of crystals. Maybe I like this. Maybe the concept of crystals, beautiful, clear, sparkling, radiating crystals. When I say the word crystals and I honor my body, I can actually feel kind of like a, not a tingling, just a shift. I'm a crystal. Try it. Say it at home when you get a chance. Just say, I honor the crystals that make up my body. It's a different feeling when I say that. It's kind of like a clarity, a unity, a unifying of the vibrations. I don't feel so scattered and all over the place. And maybe that's kind of the message snow represents. But most of us are too busy to get it out of the way because it's going to interfere with our day. Can't get to work if there's snow on the road. Can't really enjoy life because it'll ruin my new boots. Snow. Snow equals awful, miserable, terrible, dirt. Oh, dirty snow. City snow actually is pretty dirty. I've actually tried to avoid it myself. But I wonder if we just took a moment and just said, wow, snow is pretty cool. Instead of making it a hardship, make it a glory. Snow comes to us for a reason. And I don't really have the answer why, other than to maybe blanket the earth. To give her a break. Kind of put like earmuffs on so you don't have to listen to all the noise of all the stuff that's going on in the world today. Maybe there's places in the earth that just are kind of like her ears. And the snow falls. And it blankets her ears. And the singing of the crystals harmonize with the singing crystals that she holds inside the caverns full of beautiful quartz and amethysts and opals and all the beautiful crystals, all the stone. Maybe that is what resonates with the snow, and it brings a peace and harmony to the earth. It's kind of like a vacation. Because you see, all the stuff that's going on the surface right now is just really, not really organic enough. The wars. Why do people have to have wars? The shattering of her silence disrupts the surface of her soul. All that disruption of her electromagnetic field. Oh my gosh. Everything from cell phone towers to harp. And now there's these bouncing radiant waves that are coming off the shadows that are being sprayed in the sky. All of this is causing a chaotic vibration around the earth. And so if it snows, maybe that's her vacation from us. Yes. Some of us take vacations and enjoy snow. And sometimes snow can be a real pain. I can remember growing up with snow. Yeah, I always thought it was kind of good and bad. Because on the way to school, kids used to pick and throw snowballs at everybody. And they used to pick on me and my brother. And on the way home from school, there were these two guys, and they used to think they were so tough. And they would take and wait for us and pelt us with snowballs as we tried to make it across the fields. Yeah, that was kind of tough. Yeah. And I really didn't like it the day that they caught us and they threw us in the snowdrifts. Yeah, that was kind of not a good day. They packed the snow down my jacket. And it melted. And then they stuffed it in my hat and stuffed it on my head. And then they took a handful of snow and they washed it across my face. And it all melted. And it was wet. And I didn't really feel good. I really felt really awful. Because you see, then I had to pick myself up and walk another mile and a half. In wet, soaking clothes with my face burning in the cold. Why do people do things like that? I don't know. For them, it was fun. Me, I got home. I got in the house. And my body went into rejection. So did not like being cold. The tips of my fingers all swelled up. And I had these chilblains. It's kind of like hot and cold feeling in your fingers. They feel swollen and it not really all that great. It was my body saying, hey, snow is good, but do not ever get wet when it's cold out. I learned that lesson. Yeah. I learned that the crystals in my body like to harmonize at a certain rate of vibration. And when they're happy with the rate that they can shake at to keep me warm, then great. But if I get too cold and they can't shake enough, my system starts to break down. And then, you know what? You realize that you're human. And that energy plays a great role in this being human. But if you don't look after your body, it doesn't matter whether it's snowing or it's sunny, or you're laying in the snow, or you're floating on the water. If you don't harmonize your body with the environment and the information it's giving you, you could get sick. You could get a cold. And that's not where I want to go. So a long time ago, I made a pact with myself and said, no flus, no colds, no disease. And I have been honest with my soul. Honest with myself. And I listen. Sometimes I get these little twinges. I listen and say, oh, okay, time to shift how I think. It's trying to tell me I'm going to get sick because, geez, I was just out in the cold or I was out in the night air or I sat on an airplane with 56 people that all sneezed at once. And it's my choice as to whether I take that disease on or not. And I learned that if I honor the sensations of my body and bump it up every once in a while, because sometimes it gets tired and discharged with all the radiation and magnetic fields that I encounter in a technological world, and I charge it up. I re-alkaline myself. My favorite drink is honey, ginger, and tea. Yes. And I stand still, and I honor deep inside who I am, and I shut off all those little voices that say, hey, guess what? You're going to be sick, and you got to do this, and you got to do that, and you can't afford to be sick. I shut them all off, and I find a place to be still, just like laying in the snow. And I quiet my body down. And I listen inside, and I honor the wisdom of who I am, and say, it's good to know how to be in touch with as many layers and as much knowledge as locked in the crystals of the body of me, the body of water, and the body of snow. Oh, what a good thought that is. Hey, I'm going to take a break. I'll be back in a minute. This is Isologic Radio and your host, Patricia Cleveland.
It can happen to you. It can happen to me. It can happen to everyone eventually.
Take a breath. Are you relaxed? I came in, kind of warmed up. Being out in the snow was so much fun. But, you know, you have to come in, get warm, feel your toes. Actually, just honestly understand all the amazing things that nature provides us. When you stand still and look at snow, and then you look at, a flower, or you understand that there's patterns, geometric forms, shapes, that are repeated over and over again. Spirals. Those are my favorite ones. That's the form of energy that I tend to work with. You see, once upon a time, I learned that you can unwind energy. And it brought me to understand the craft of removing pain from animals and people's bodies. And these spirals of energy, they come in many different sizes. And they radiate in a whole, universe of different dimensions and directions. They hold different qualities, textures, and intent. And it's kind of like harmonic emissions off the point of a crystal. It's the energy expressed by the vibration of who you are, or the consciousness that's housed in your body. This vibrating essence, this living force that everything has, it shakes, and when it shakes in the air, it creates these little vortices. Crystals shake, and they create very specific patterns of energy. It's kind of like watching water go down the sink. And I have the choice when I work with these I'm going to call them tornadoes because some of them are so amazingly strong. But when you work with these vortices of energy, you have the choice of working and pulling the energy in as a spiral into the body, or in through the body and out again. Or you have the choice of pulling it out of the body. And the body is pretty cool because, you see, we talk about seven chakras. And each chakra within itself turns. And when you start to actually look at chakras, they hold a snowflake. There is a six-sided dimensional crystal that looks like a snowflake inside the whirling engine of the chakra. Now that snowflake isn't on one level. It's not flat. It can have, 100 million different configurations. It's indefinite. It goes on forever. It could be like one flat one, six laid kind of intersecting each other to make a star. It goes on and on. And as these different layers of six-sided geometric forms whirl in the chakra, they in themselves set off little dimensions, little vortexes. And those vortexes go through and they stir up the memory of the water in the cells of your body. And so when I do my work, I unwind the memory of the cell of the body. It's a very, very amazing thing to watch. But when you understand how the energy field works in the body of a human and can see that it radiates differently in an animal, you begin to start to play. And we all are healers if we give ourselves permission. Our hands are magical tools. And through the ends of our fingertips, there is a dimension of amazing creative gifts. And so, when I work with the spiral of life, not the circle of life, the spiral of life, I open up gateways in the body and I ask permission for this energy to express itself to whatever it's supposed to be, to express the memory of pain, the memory of being physically hurt, the memory of being in a car accident, the memory of all the things we don't want to share. You see, when I do my job, it's on a cellular level, and I see things and I feel things that people want to hide. And sometimes that makes it very hard for people to be around me, because I think they sense that I know or can see the secrets that they want to hide. And it's not like I'm trying to pry or be super clairvoyant or whatever the right word is. It's just the harmonics, the shape, the feel, how their spiraling energy is absorbed or projected. And whether it is symmetrical as it goes from small to large, or whether it wobbles off center like the earth, or whether it bounces kind of stretching and then getting small. There's all these qualities about the spiraling energy that holds us together. The shockwave that's resonating from the heart. You see, the heart for me is the generator of this knowledge, this energy, these spirals, these emotional events. And when you understand how to step into the heart and understand that there are crystals there, and with each beat it pounds, it resonates not just through the heart, but through every cell of your body. And that the heart, like the brain, has neurons in it. That means your heart actually has the ability to process information. Did you know that your intestines, your gut, also has a brain? Your intestinal tract has neurons, just like the heart and just like the brain. And so these are the primary places where I will run energy, because they are interrelated. Most people don't understand that. But yeah, I will run the voices in my head, the stress, all the outside harmonics, the stuff that comes in on radio waves, by microwave frequencies. Sometimes you'll get a ringing in your ears. I take and make a rainbow and send that from my thoughts to my heart, and from my heart down into my lower self, and back up through to my heart, and then out into the front of my forehead, kind of like a figure eight. I make the sign of infinity through my body. And this harmonic infinity shape allows me to then shift my frequencies. How I vibrate, how I move into the field of an animal, and how I can place my hands without touching the animal and point a finger and start making a spiral in the air. And it's like a magic wand. And people will stand in wonderment as to, why is that woman standing there with that horse and she's making spirals in the air? Ah, she's just kind of crazy. I've never seen anything quite like that. And I have to shut off those voices. I can't listen to those folks because they aren't resonating. They aren't connected. They don't see the truth of who they are. And I will stand in the presence of the animal, and I will give them the opportunity to let go. And with my hand or my fingers, I will unwrap the spirals that are jammed and twisted or crooked, the chakras that aren't spinning clear and fast, that block the ability of that animal to actually conduct and process both its life force and the influence, the resources of the environment that it lives in. And in the body, the heart works like a drum. And with its beat, it resonates 2, 4, 6, and more spiraling whirls of energy. And the first two that I like to work with will spiral from the heart forward. So if you were a dog and you were on all fours, your heart will radiate through your chest, and it'll also radiate from between the front legs to the ground. It will radiate between the shoulder blades up to the heavens. And it will radiate along the spine and out the back door. This is the balanced state of energy. The energy spirals. The intake and the output of the animal's living force. And you have to have permission before you do anything. But if it's granted, and you can lower the rate of spin, the rate of vibration in your heart, lower the oxygen content so that you have a little bit more carbon dioxide in your lungs, you can move into this place, this field. You can mentally ask the particles, the cells, the wisdom of energy to merge with that of the animal that you're working with. And it's silent. And there could be a thunderstorm going on around you. But this connection is not a thought. It's a feeling. It's a stillness. It just is. And you will move into this place. And for me, at this point, I will open up and I will ask the animal's universal connection to become complete. I will give the animal permission to release his pain. I will give him permission to see his energetic self and to allow all of the frequencies, all of the particles of who he is, all of the particles of who he has been, and through all his generations of living and not, to move into him, to charge him, to fill him up. And if it is his time to heal, he has his own permission to take on the golden light of his soul. And sometimes you will see them, and their hearts will start to beat hard, not fast, just with this strength, a surge, a pound. Kind of like after you've gone running for 2 or 3 miles and you hear your heart up in your throat. That pound. It's there. And you know when it's there, the gateway's open. And the animal is running his own energy. And I am no longer needed. And I step out of his field. And I will take my fingers and twist the energy around him to make a envelope, a shield, so that his harmonics can work within its own safe place, out of the reach of man, out of the need to go, "Oh, my horse, I love my horse, he's getting healing." Step away from your animal. Step away. This is his place. This is for him. It's not for you. If you want to be healed, then say so. Do the work. Stop being afraid. It's all good. It's like the crystals of my body talk to the crystals of the bodies of everything else. And when you can come still, when there is no fear or stress, you'd be amazed at what will happen if you just take and make a spiral with your finger. If you have something that's painful, touch it and then make a spiral up and away and think about drawing the pain out of your body and see what happens. If you have an abscess, take and touch the abscess and make a spiral, and move your finger up and away, and feel what happens. Energy does not move in straight lines, and neither do my thoughts. Take a deep breath, hold a pleasant place, and guess what? I'll be back in a few minutes.
It can happen to you!
Are you back? I'm still here. This is EaseLogic Radio, and I'm your host, Patricia Cleveland. And if you have any interest or questions, you can get in touch with me at bhpcleveland and it's at gmail.com. Spirals. They're all over the place. And for years, I've tried to meditate in straight lines. I've opened up to the universe through the 6th chakra, 7th chakra, 8th chakra. I've gone down into the earth and played around. I've opened up from the front to the back. And it didn't matter what I did. For me, on the field level that I was created in, spirals just seemed to keep coming around. And so I learned to look inside and work with the spin of who I am. Because you see, we're always twisting. There's always motion. There's always this vibrational state, this stress, this push, the desire, the ego, perhaps the fear. But all of these things come together and they vibrate and they twist us up and they turn us around. And we can only address the things after that spiral of information has moved through our field. That's when we seem to become aware of it. It's like sometimes you get these premonitions like, oh, if I do this, something wrong is going to happen. But you have the choice of doing it or not. And if you listen to the information and don't do it, you go on and you never know what actually could have happened. But if you don't listen and you go ahead and do that thing, the event happens. And then you're left with the responsibility of what just came down. What happened? Why did that happen? Well, it happened because you did not listen to the information that your body was picking up on. You also contributed to the event. Because when you agreed to move into that space and take that act, you applied your creative energy, your spiral force, actually moved out of you to help support the need for you to learn the lesson. Yes. So then you have the lesson to learn and the responsibility for your actions. And this is a thought that comes to mind, that the truth is always true. And it will never lead you to a place that you cannot deal with life. But if you live in a lie, the information that you live on becomes warped. And the spin of life, the way you vibrate, comes off center. And it pulls you away from your heart. And when that happens, you live in your head. And the voices take over. And they start twisting you around. And the key to life, those snowflakes in your chakras, start to not know what to do. Some slow down and some speed up because the spiral of your energy, your life force, is not working in a balanced state. It's not spiraling from the heavens like the snowflakes at night. It's not spiraling like the water going down the drain. It's warping from side to side, sounding like a record that's playing too fast and too slow. And this sends out a vibration to everybody and everything around you. And you see, you don't have to be psychic to know, because the impulse, the feelings that you emit when you're out of center, when you're not connected to balance, impacts the waves of other people's intent. And it might harmonize or it might deflect. But out there, it forms groups and relationships, partnerships, short exchanges, conflicts. And all this spiraling energy that moves between you and maybe the chair you're sitting on are very important, because the quality of who you are is admitted. It goes out. It says, hey, world, use this. Maybe if this is the right energy frequency, I can create my dream. I can stay healthy. I can adapt my body to fit the environmental need. Yeah. You see, within each cell of your body is held a spiral of information. I think in each cell of your body, there's a thing called DNA. And isn't it a spiral? Doesn't it twist around? And the degree of twist of that spiral of DNA is the same frequencies that you're going to run into through your life. And those spirals of DNA in your cells adapt. They don't drive who you are. They don't say once you were created that that's the way you have to be. The spiraling energy of who you are, your thoughts, actually trigger your DNA, and that can allow your body to heal, to change, to lose weight, to deny the flu from entering your body. So when I work with an animal and I work on a cellular level to shift how that frequency is influencing the animal's DNA, I spark the ability for the whole animal, not just the part where the little pain is, but I spark the memory of being reborn, to be clean, to not have fear, to not have guilt, to not be afraid of facing all of the terrible things that are done to animals, whether it's through innocence, or we have to get rid of our fear, or we have to transfer our guilt. All of that will sit in your animal on a cellular level. And when you can be still and influence the amount of spin, the rate that little tornado in the cell is spinning, it starts to release a biochemical exchange in the body. And that starts a cascading effect. And for my job, it changes the whole body. It changes the whole body of crippled horses. It changes their way of walking, their way their joints feel. It changes their muscles. It changes their structure. Their back, they come out of pain. It changes who they are. Not so much the who they are, but how they feel about who they are. They become solid and confident because they know that something came along and gave them permission to use the snowflakes in the chakras. Those spinning little keys, the six-sided gifts of nature that are locked in the water, that drive the vortex of the chakra. It allows them to open up those gateways and let the frequencies, the spiraling, spinning tornadoes, the springs that come up out of the ground, that whirl through the air like wind, that rush down their throat when they drink. All of these spinning vortices can come together and charge their body and ask it to become a new form, closer to the original intent of their design. It's a very amazing gift to give. And for those who are interested in looking further, you can look into the science of epigenetics or Dr. Bruce Lipton's work. That is the foundation from which I work. But I moved past where his science stopped. And I created a study that led us into understanding equology. And that is the science of equilibrium, of balance, of all forms, of all things, within, without, all the resources the universe, the earth, or man can provide, to bring all of these systems together at once, to create a moment, a spark, a pause, to really connect with the origins of the self. And so, I like laying in the snow and being honest when I feel cold or when I hear my heart thumping and echoing around in the crystals that surround me. And I love it when my Malamute dog, Mike the Musher, who's cross-eyed, comes and sits by my side and wonders, geez, what's wrong with her? She's laying there in the snow, in an alien spacesuit. Why can't she just take off all these clothes that she wears and run with me and play? That way she wouldn't have to clomp around in those clumsy boots. And I'll take a breath, and my dog will look at me cross-eyed and go, I love you. And I'll think in my heart, I love you back. And there's a stillness as I go into my heart and I drop all my concerns. And I'm no longer cold. And it doesn't matter if the wind blows, because now I ask my body, all the vortices, all the crystals, all the water, to merge into one and come into my heart and empower me. And as it does, it's like a sunburst in my chest. And laying on the ground, facing up, I become the mirror of the sun. I radiate everything I am, up and out and into the air. And my dog sits back in wonderment of the charge of the human soul as it radiates. And as I do this, I ask to charge, to enhance, and to clear the space that I may encounter in my life, in my day, in that moment, in the breath. And with this empowerment and with this charge, I ask the things that aren't ready to receive my presence, or the things that are there to deflect my good intent, to please feel my presence and yield and move away and empower me and allow me to do my job. Empower me to live in a world with no stress, to take all the answers that I do not know and put them in the places they need to be, to discharge the worry, and to allow me to use my gift. And in this moment, a beautiful white light will come down, and it's like lifting the lid on my sixth chakra. It will flip it open, and it will shine in. And the higher part of me, my mind, will be charged with information beyond my understanding. And it's not for me to think. It's not for me to shape. It's just there. It's me. It's what you hear. It's what you see. It's me. The purity of what I am to give and the purity of what you are to receive, it's me. When I open my heart to the universe and radiate and ask for the empowerment to work through the day, to be whole and not afraid of what gets thrown my direction. These gifts come back from the earth, from the universe, from the stardust, from the place of all-knowing. And the next animal I touch will understand that when I twist my fingers in the air, that I'm giving him permission to take a sigh and relax and understand that it's okay to let go and that there's the ability to transform who you are into something you would like to be. Oh, take a breath. It's a good day. I hope you continue on your way with a smile on your face. Be confident inside. And make a spiral. See what happens. Try it on your finger, on a sore spot, or on a piece of fruit. You might change the way things are for you today. We'll see you next time. It's Patricia Cleveland at Eastologic Radio at bhpcleveland@gmail.com. Bye for now.